George Washington, during his first year as president, issued the original American Thanksgiving Proclamation, setting aside Thursday, 26 November, as a day of public thanksgiving and prayer, signed by Washington on October 3, 1789, and entitled General Thanksgiving. The decree appointed the day to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many and signal favors of Almighty God. While there were Thanksgiving observances in America both before and after Washington's proclamation, this represents the first to be so designated by a new national government. During the 1700s, it was common practice for individual colonies to observe days of Thanksgiving throughout each year. Later in the 18th century, each of the states periodically would designate a day of Thanksgiving in honor of a military victory, an adoption of a state constitution, or an exceptionally bountiful crop. Such a Thanksgiving Day celebration was held in December of 1777 by all the colonies, commemorating the surrender of British General Burgoyne at Saratoga. In 1863, Abraham Lincoln issued a proclamation calling for the observance of the fourth Tuesday of November as a national holiday. In 1939, Franklin D. Roosevelt moved it to the third Thursday of November to extend the Christmas shopping season and boost the economy. After a storm of protest, Roosevelt changed the holiday again in 1941 to the fourth Thursday of November, where it stands today. Happy Thanksgiving to you all. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pride on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.